All have many blessings. Count them now. All have many blessings. Count them now. It is so easy to go through life thinking that we don't have blessings, thinking that we don't have wonderful experiences happening to us. We go through life and we're not aware of how beautiful everything is for us. And yet, it is really very beautiful. We have more blessings than we can begin to count. We could just start with our breath. Our breath is more wonderful than anything that we could ever count. We're breathing constantly. And look at our heartbeat. Oh, my goodness sakes, how many times it beats. Throughout our entire life, it beats harmoniously, beautifully. When we keep our body in happy status, then our heart beats in happy status. When we keep our heart in a happy attitude, our heart will always help us do anything we want to do. But it's a matter of being in charge of ourselves, being in charge of our life, being in charge of our world. And when we're in charge of who we are, then great and wonderful things happen. But when we don't take charge, when we don't count our blessings, then we are throwing away the most beautiful, the most wonderful, the most glorious experience that we could ever have, that we could ever know. The experience of being peace, the experience of being fulfilled, the experience of knowing the blessings that we have. Now, we talked about the blessings of our body, and that's easy to count. That's easy to know, although some people feel unhappy and they feel sick and they feel badly. But they're feeling that way primarily because that's where their concentration is. That's where they're counting their blessings. Oh, yes, when you're sick, that's a blessing, you're counting it. And when you're well, that's a blessing, you're counting it. Now, can you turn your attention away from anything that makes you feel uncomfortable? Can you turn your attention away from anything that is not in harmonious, that is not harmonious with who you are? And put your attention on that which is a joy in your life, that which is a blessing in your life. Are you happy you're able to walk around? Are you happy that you're able to talk? Are you happy that you're able to understand? Are you happy that you're able to listen to music? Are you happy that you're able to be with friends and know how wonderful life is? Do you know really how happy life is? None of us really do. But the more we concentrate on it, the more we give thanks for the wonderful life we have, the more we give thanks for the wonderful world that we have created about ourselves by our thought, by our attitudes, by who we are, the more we have created that, the more wonderful it is. And this is just exactly who and what we are. Now, are you ready for that? Are you ready for that fantastic experience of wholeness and beauty and honor? Are you ready for that? You can be, you know. And it's just a matter of who you are, just a matter of how well you count your blessings. How well do you count your blessings? Think about it. You tell your children, be thankful for the world you live in. Be thankful for the home you have. Be thankful for your parents. Your parents love you. Your parents care about you. They make sure that you have everything that you can have that they can possibly give you. But the main thing that they give you is love. And love has no price tag on it. Love has no expectation on it. It has nothing but just an isness. And it's not the love that we receive that makes our life so wonderful. It's the love that we give, the love that we share, the love that we pour out from our hearts. Every time we look at a beautiful experience, as we look at our family, as we look at the world, We have so many blessings to count. Do you have a pet? Count the blessings that your pet does. Your pet snuggles into you and doesn't care whether you snuggle it or not. It just snuggles into you and it wants you to feel its presence and feel its joy and feel its happiness in being near and with you. That's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, that being near you and that being with you and that holding you in its grasp and its feeling of love. It's a wonderful thing. Are you ready for such a thing? Are you ready for such a joy? Are you ready for such magnificence in your life? You can, you know. It's all a matter of counting our blessings. It's all a matter of looking at our world and being thankful for all the things that we are. All have many blessings. And many times we don't realize our blessings. Many times we don't realize how wonderful the world is. Do you have the weather just the way you like it? Do you look at the weather and do you say, what wonderful weather? It's just perfect. Just warm enough, cool enough, just happy enough. What wonderful weather. Oh, I love the raindrops when they come tinkling down. I let them fall on my face and it's so wonderful. Yes. And if a snowflake falls down, do you put your tongue out to catch it and say, oh, how glorious, how wonderful. And just sparkle in the revelation of nature, sparkle in the revelation of who you are and what you are. We can do that, you know. It's all up to us. We can count our blessings. And as we count our blessings, we are counting them out of all of the magnificent number that flood us every day. Do you have a mother? Do you have a father? Do you have sisters and brothers? Do you have aunts and uncles and cousins? Do you have grandparents? Do you have teachers? Do you have friends? Oh, what a glorious world we have with all that. With all that, that just makes our life feel so magnificent. And really, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, is to make our life feel so fantastic, to make our life feel so marvelous. Do you have the opportunity to look around you and think thoughts? No one can tell you what you must think and what you cannot think. You have the freedom to think any thought you want to think. So let's make each thought that we think be a blessing. Let's make each thought we think be something wonderful, something uplifting, something fantastic. I am happy. That's a good thought, isn't it? I am happy. I like me. I like me. I like me. I like me. I think the world is wonderful. I think the world is glorious. I think the world is good. I like me. I like me. I like me. I surround myself with people who like themselves because they are a reflection of what's going on in me. I like me, I like me, I like me, I like my world, I like everyone in it. I like all of the experiences that take place in my world. I like all of the people that shine forth their love and their joy and their peace and their honor because that's who I am. I am peace and joy and love and honor, and I am all that is good, all that is wonderful, all that is everlasting, because this is who I am, and this is who you are, and this is who all the world is. Today, count your blessings. Count them consciously. And look at other people. Look at the weather. Look at all the life around you and know that that's all part of what you're counting. That's part of what you're claiming in yourself as who you are and how wonderful it is. And know that it's you that it's making your world, the glorious world that it is, you that makes everything how wonderful it is. And as you know that, then everything is fantastic. Do that now. Do that every moment of your life. Count your blessings, because they're flooding your world. They're all around you, and they're making you the happiest person ever in the world. Do it now, and know that my blessing to you is my love, and I love you. I love you. I love you.